All right, our reading is taken from Ephesians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 13. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor, grab them by the hand because you want them to know something about you. You're about to tell them something about you. You want them to know it, and you're going to grab their hand because you're excited to share this with them. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, "Neighbor,
my position has changed.
Neighbor, my position has changed. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "My Position Has Changed." Now, what we have before us is Paul writing to the church in Ephesus while he's in Roman prison waiting to go see Nero. We've shared that, and you know that. All right, and what we also want to also be known is that he shares with them in verses 11 and 12. He shares something with them. He lets them know their condition prior to coming to Christ. He's sharing with them how they have been identified as being the uncircumcised, as being those that had no understanding of who God is, having no hope and without God in the world. These are those who did not know the promise of God because they were Gentiles. They were not raised in a Jewish household. And because of that, and now Paul was the one who was called by God and was to be used by God to take the gospel to the Gentiles, those who were far off. And as he goes and he is sharing with the church in Ephesus, what he is letting them know is that if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, that you never would have had this opportunity. Because you were nowhere near where God was. You weren't even in the same zip code. You were so far away. Truth be told, that's many of our stories up in here. You see, my brothers and sisters, I know we're holy right now. I know we've been anointed and appointed and we're filled with the Holy Ghost and we can do great things. But I want you to know there was a time we once were far off. You know, and the thing about seeing something that is far off, you can't make it all out. Because when you're looking at something from a distance, you're incapable of seeing all the details and the intricate parts of what you need to see. You see, that's why God had to bring us near. And in order for us to come near, we needed somebody to usher us into the presence of God. Do y'all realize that Jesus was the first usher? Oh, somebody gonna catch that. He was the first usher in the church. Because if it had not been for the blood of Christ, we would have never have gotten ushered into the presence of God. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we have to take some fresh eyes as we look at some stuff. You see, and the reason why many of us were looking at God from far off, it's because we were stuff that folk threw away and said, "You'll never be nothing." Some folk told us we wouldn't mount to a hill of beans. Some folk said that you would never be worth 2 cents. Matter of fact, give me back a penny because I don't even know if you're worth 1 cent. You see, some folk have saw nothing in us. They didn't see anything that had any kind of value. You see, but what I want you to understand is that when we take a hard look at this, I want you to look at yourself and understand how, if it had not been for Jesus, where would you be right now? You see, because what happened is this. When some folk threw us away, Deacon Booth, they just kept on walking by us like we didn't exist. But there had to be somebody who saw us where we were and saw that there was something in us that was worth saving. And this is why Jesus came. Because when Jesus came for us, we were not at our best. We were at our worst. And the reality is that it's telling us something today. It's telling us that while we're in church today, it ain't about us putting up a good front. It ain't about us thinking that we're all that a bag of chips, two sodas, and a... You see, we realize and recognize that it was nobody but God who brought us this far. Nobody but God who will take us to where we need to be. And that when folks saw us, there have been a number of folks that even stepped over us because they said they don't want to be nowhere near us. But Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus saw the salvage value in us. God made a decision to invest in us when others would not dare to think about us. Jesus made the decision to give his life and his blood in order for you and I to be covered in that blood so that we now can come near to the Father. Don't you know the blood is what covers us and gravitates us and pulls us into the presence of the Father? Because once we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and we're covered in that blood draws us in. And now that you and I have been drawn in, we're no longer looking at God from a distance. We have now been brought near to God. Why? Because the blood has covered us and said that we are salvageable. We're worth something. You see, I wonder how many people are sitting in God's house right now and thinking you ain't worth nothing. I wonder how many folk are sitting in God's house right now thinking that I would be something if I hadn't done. I wonder how many folk are sitting in God's house and saying, well, my time has come and gone. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, that ain't you, I hope. You see, my brothers and my sisters, what I want you to understand, there are times we'll have pity parties. There are times where we'll get down on ourselves. But then that's the time you got to stop. And you say, wait a minute, God didn't bring me close to throw me away. God brought me close to make a difference in my life. You see, the one thing I want you to understand is that when Jesus ushered us into the presence of the Father, he allows us to see a reflection first of ourselves. And when we see the reflection of ourselves, what we see is our shortcomings. We see our bitterness. We see our disappointments. We see our frustrations. We see our angers. We see how we treated others. And as we're able to see the reflection of where we are right now, if we're not careful, we'll stay stuck there. We'll stay stuck there because of the fact that we say, Lord, when I look at my current situation, there's nothing you can do with me. You might as well just throw me away because I ain't worth nothing. I've been told that long enough. And now that I look at the reflection of what you are showing me, I'm now beginning to believe that they were always right. You see, that's why I haven't done that. And you see, that's why I ain't going nowhere. But I'm here to tell you. You see, that's just the first reflection. You see, when the Lord draws you near, he allows you to see you where you are right now. But then the Lord says, look to your right. And when God tells you to look to your right, you're now able to see the potential of what you can be when you put your trust in God. And when God shows you on what you can be, that's time for you to get your shout in. You know why that's time for you to get your shout in? Because that's letting you know that God ain't gave up on you. That's time for you to get your shout in because that's letting you know that God still believes in you. That's the time for you to get your shout in because you know that the Lord still loves you. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when God shows you the potential of what you can become, God is saying to you, I believe in you. I love you. So stop looking ahead. Look to your right. You see, what God wants is more folk to now move forward in your purpose by reaching your potential. Stop beating yourself up for what you did on yesterday. Because guess what? Everybody done did something. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Don't be too holy to say that you know you ain't messed up. You know you've messed up before. But God, I'm thanking you
that you didn't keep me in that messed up state. God, you brought me near to let me see something. What you wanted me to see is I still have potential. I still have purpose. You know why? Because you still love me. I know you love me. First, because you covered me. You covered me in the blood of Christ when I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And once you covered me, you brought me near to show me what I was. But then you also showed me what I am to become. So that's letting me know that you love me, you believe in me, and that I still have potential. And I got to move forward in my purpose. You see, my brothers and sisters, what you have to realize and what I have to realize is that God ain't through with us yet. And God didn't bring us near for us to quit on him. You see, Jesus did what he did so that you and I would get past our obstacles and move forward with our opportunities. You see, I want you and I to know that the Lord just didn't do what he did just so that you can get happy on Sunday and get your shout on. God did what he did in us so that we would be better, do better, and move forward with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, realizing that folk had given up on us, and them same folk that threw us away and thought we weren't worth two cents, the Lord has taken us and he's done a great thing in us so that we can go back out to the world and let folk know, yes, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I was once toe up from the flow up, but look at me now, because I don't look nothing like what I've been through. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understands the only reason I am what I am is because I came near and God blessed me. Broad Rock, what is God telling us? He needs all of us to come near. Stay near. Look to the right and see our potential. Because the Lord gave his best for you. You see, what he gave to us cost us nothing. But what he is saying is that since I've invested in you, what are you going to do with what I gave you for free? Are you going to do something with it, or are you going to just sit on it? We don't need no more folks sitting on their blessings. We need more folk to move forward in how God has used them, who wants to use them. We need more folk to get up and realize that I have more in me than what I think I do. Because when I look at myself, yes, I know some folk threw me away. Yes, some folk talked about me. But when I came to the Lord, he renewed me. He refreshed me to let me know that I am somebody. Do I got anybody who knows this in God's house? I don't care who wanted to say no in your life. Once God says yes, that's all that matters. Because when God said yes, I don't care how many folks say no, you're in the majority because God said yes. Yeah. Check this out. You see, we always talk about the church being a hospital for sick souls. I want you to also know that the church is a junkyard. That takes in all the junk and finds the good in it. It's able to salvage something from everybody. So I want everybody in here to know, I don't care what happened with you yesterday. God can do something with you today. God can take you, reshape you, remold you, and use you today. Because I want you to know that at a junkyard, they don't throw nothing away. They find a way to use everything. They find a way to make something out of something with it. You see, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know the Lord is making something out of us? And since he made something out of us, whenever we come up in this place, I don't know how we can come up in here and feel that I ain't got to be excited. I ain't got to praise him. You see, I'm here to tell you, there were so many folk who wanted to dismiss you, but look at what God has done. Look at where you are right now. Look at what's going on in your life. You see, my brothers and my sisters, are you excited about how God has blessed you? Are you excited that God didn't throw you away? Are you excited that the Lord has healed, delivered, and set you free? Are you excited and how others said you weren't worth nothing? But God said he let you know how much you're worth when he stretched his arms wide on the cross. I'm telling you, God has invested in you. And now I know for a fact my position has changed. Now check this out. If my position has changed, how much have you changed?
I'm up front now. I'm near now.
God didn't change your position for you to stay the same way you are. He changed your position so that you would change. So that you will move forward in your purpose and truly fulfill the potential that you have inside of you. You see, God didn't give his best just so that we can be happy, him giving his best. He wants to draw the best out of us. The whole purpose of getting near is so for you to see, able to understand all that Jesus did for us, how he came and was born, and he was born in a dark, smelly place. He was born and then was placed into a feeding trough we call a manger. And while he was there, we're seeing that he was there because they had no room for him in the inn. Don't you know that Jesus' situation started off like none of us would want to be in that same scenario? And with all that went on in his life, the one thing that Jesus did was he made sure to do the will of the Father. He made it a point to give up the very best he had so that he could take the worst of us and take it to the cross. And he did all that, but you don't understand that until you draw near. And once we draw near, we're able to realize and recognize that, you know what? I didn't do nothing to deserve this. Matter of fact, I did just the opposite. I did everything not to deserve this. You see, that's why God had to show me grace and mercy. And if I didn't get showed grace and mercy, I wouldn't be where I am right now. That's why when I come up in God's house, and now that the Lord has drawn me near, now that my position has changed, I recognize that I've got to change. I've got to be better. I've got to do better, because I'm living for the one who made a difference in my life. I'm living for the one who saw something in me when I couldn't see it in myself. I'm living for the one who paid the price for me. I'm living for the one who died on the cross, and they put him in a tomb on Friday, but early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. He did it all in order for me and you to be able to change our position and then change ourselves. You see, my brothers and sisters, God wants to know, have you benefited from coming near? Can I help you with a checklist? Now that God has brought you near, if you still dogging folk out, if you still rolling your eyes and sucking your teeth at people, if you're still looking at folks and say, I can't believe they in church, if they can look at you and tell you all the wrong you've done, and know that you need something, but you give nobody anything, that means that you haven't benefited from the best being given to you. The Lord gave his best to us in order so that we could change our position and so that we could be better. Do you realize, my brothers and my sisters, is do I have anybody in here who knows that it wasn't nobody but the Lord who made you better? You know how bitter you were. You know how ornery you were. You know how you used to treat folk. You know how you used to talk to folk. But the Lord has changed you. Where you would talk about them in the past, you find yourself praying for them. Whereas in the past, you might want to smack the stuff out of them. But now you grab them by the hand and you pray with them. I'm here to tell you, I'm not just changing my position. God has changed me. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God ain't bring you close just so that you can say, look at me now. He brought you close to get the best out of you. That's what he wants from you and I. He changed my position to get the best out of me. You think you don't have anything? That's a lie straight from you know where. Remember now, it's a junkyard. And the Lord took what others call junk and done something with it. Can I help you with giving you this example? Well, one of the folk that worked in the junkyard saw a case, small case, and he was like, this don't like it's worth nothing. But he opened the case, and inside of it was a old violin, dusty, and the bow was inside of it. And there happened to be somebody who came in that day who was there while this person was opening this up and saying, what we gonna do with an old dusty violin and a bow? And when these two individuals came in and saw him complaining about that, the older gentleman, Deacon Booth, said, sir, hand me that violin and that bow. Well, what you gonna do with it? Can you just hand it to me? I can show you better than I can tell you. He handed him that bow and that violin, and that man proceeded to just play it. And when he played it, all the people that were there in that store there at that junkyard and others who were outside, you know, looking through the junk, everybody was drawn in and listening to how beautiful this old beat up violin was sounding. And after he finished playing it, he handed it back to the guy that worked there and said, here, man, take it back. And then somebody said, you know what? I give you $10,000 for that violin. And he was astonished, but he couldn't figure out why would they want it for that. This thing is old and worn out. But once that dude touched it, he looked at that man, and the man never said a word, but the young man that was with him said, you know, my father just played that violin for you. He's a master violinist. And now that it's been touched by the master, it's worth more than what it was when it came in. Do you realize, my brothers and my sisters, you've been touched by the master. Whereas others thought you were worth nothing, once the master touched you, don't you know that you are now priceless? That's why when we come up in here, I can't understand why we just sit here like it ain't all that. We got something to be excited about, because we have been salvaged by God. We've been touched by God. My position changed, which in turn means that I now have changed. And it's all because of Jesus. Because I've been covered in the blood. And once I was covered in the blood, Jesus ushered me into the presence of the Father. And when I got up to the Father that's what he's done to all of us. The master touched us. And we are all now priceless. So that's why whenever you see anybody else now, you work in the junkyard now. So when you see folk, you don't see what's wrong. You see how God can make them right. Because if God did it for you, he'll do the same thing for them. You see, Broad Rock, as God transitions us into that new building over there, it is up to us to realize that he ain't just giving us something with just more space so we can shout. He's giving us something so that we can be more impactful to this community, this city, this state, this country, and the world. But in order for us to get there, we don't get excited just because our position changed. We get excited because God changed us. When he changed up. And why did he do that? Because he loves us. Ain't no quitting our God. So when we get over there, God's going to use us to bring more folk into the junkyard and let them know that they're salvageable and that God can do with them. Because all I got to do is just look at me. Has anybody ever told you you're sorry and you're going nowhere? Oh, look at God. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? When you understand what God has done for you, you will not throw nobody away. Because he did not throw you away. So when we get over there, but we ain't going to wait to get over there. We're going to start it right now. Our junkyard ain't quite as big, but that's all right. We're going to take everything that comes. Because God is blessing us. But before we can say we, I'll make it personal. Is God blessing you? Has God changed your position? Has God changed you? Do you got something to be excited about what God has done? And if you know he's done something for you, will you mind just taking a moment right now and give him some praise, some glory, and some honor? Because you know you didn't do it by yourself. It's God's grace and mercy that has met me, that has touched me, that has healed me, that has turned me around. When you know how good God is, you can't keep it to yourself. You got to share it with. Why? Because God has changed my life.